the work that we do, the staff that's working on it, we all lead from the heart. Mm-hmm. We all pour ourselves into this because we know how it impacts lives and that we are the only lifeline for some of these students, families, and staff. And, you know, when we center connection and care, everything is possible for mm-hmm. every student, every teacher, every family. And that's where we're coming from. The focus is always going to be connection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Dr. Yolanda Vasquez. Yolanda is the Director of Student Support Services at two charter schools in California, Monarch River Academies and Yosemite Valley Charter Schools, and they are located in Fresno, California. Yolanda, it is so great to have you here.
Thank you, Janet, for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what your role is, a little bit about the schools, and then about what's happening and that you guys are, you have some really cool stuff going on, I know. So love to hear about it.
Sure, of course. So our schools are flex-based, and that's the new terminology to describe non-classroom-based independent study schools that do have some in-person opportunities. So we're flex-based out of the Central Valley. In my position as Director of Student Support, I oversee 504s, SSTs, any system of support that is built and created for students across the two charters. So this is a GE support. And one of the great things about working in the charter world is that we get to innovate constantly. So one of the things I'm sharing with you is an opportunity that I was given to innovate based on a need that we were seeing within our student and school population.
Awesome. So when you say GE, that's general education, right?
Yes.
So I just, yeah, we love our acronyms in education, don't we? So somebody uses a term, I should have warned you about this. Whenever somebody uses a term that I'm afraid somebody else in our listening audience might not know, I always am like, make sure that, and
yes.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, okay, tell me what that is. But yeah.
Of course, so it's a good reminder for me too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Yolanda, and Monarch, I'm just going to put this out there just so people know. Yolanda and I work together. Monarch River and Yosemite Valley are contracted with Lighthouse Therapy Services already, and they have been longstanding clients of ours. And I am just so pleased to talk to Yolanda, to have an opportunity. I've talked to her many times before, but having this opportunity to have her on a podcast is just really, it's just a pleasure. So, and I'm excited to hear about the things I know about, but things that I might not know about as well. So
thank you, Janet. So here's a little plug for you.
Okay.
One of the things I was able to create was an intervention for speech. And we know that the speech sometimes can be a gateway into special education, but not every student is best supported in special education. It might be that they just need a little bit of help with, pronouncing the letter R. And so I built the program. And when I was looking for partners to help us with this, the only agency that stepped forward was Lighthouse. And that's why Lighthouse is so close to my heart, because you believed in me. You believed
Amen.
In that.
Yeah.
When no
yeah.
one else did. And now you see, Janet, that it's boomed, it's flourished, and it's really become a cornerstone of our intervention programs.
Thanks. Thanks for that. But we did it together, right? You know,
yes.
It was your program and we did it together. So I'm honored. I'm absolutely honored. And our therapists that are helping you absolutely love that program. They really, really love that program. So, and you are keeping children in general education from needing a full evaluation and a full IEP, which is also an incredible, and that's what MTSS, multi-tiered system of support, here we go, right, is all about. So so thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's immediate, gives the student what they need when they need it.
So
that's great. But I'd like to talk about another project that I've been able to build. And so this came about maybe about 6 or 7 years ago when we started to see a clear need for accessible mental health support in our schools before COVID. And so in the Central Valley, not sure how familiar you are with the Central Valley, Janet, but services are very limited. And when families do find them, the wait list can stretch 6 to 12 months. So we built our own model. Through the student support, which is my department, I'm calling it lovingly the Student Support Plus because we keep adding to it. So our Student Support Plus. In the model that we created, we've served over 700 students, staff, and parents with counseling. But this counseling and our SEL supports are rooted in the 5 SEL competencies, which is a little bit different. It's not clinical, it's school-based. It's based on the SEL competencies. One of the big wins for us is that we've been able to become a university-affiliated practicum site.
Oh, nice.
So, kind of like you build it and they will come. So I built it and the partnership started coming in. And so our counseling interns, they're supervised by one of our own, one of my school psychs. And so we help connect students to care within just 2 to 5 days. That's our turnaround. I like it to be less than a week. And that's almost unheard of in our region, actually, in all of, you know, mental health, 2 to 5 day turnaround. Mm-hmm. Currently, I have about 10 interns. And at any time, we're serving over 70 people within our program. So that's the equivalent of maybe 2 full-time clinics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we serve students. Early on, we noticed that serving students is great. But what about the parents? What about the staff who are part of that student's life and that fragile ecosystem? You can't support one without supporting the other and expect there to be like real meaningful change or support. So we're supporting all three. And it's been really great.
So you said the parents and the students and the staff. Oh, so your own staff?
Yes.
Interesting. So how does that work? Tell me how that works.
So if there's a need within our staff, they send me the request for the referral. Everything is super confidential, of course. I will look at the referral, see what the need is for the staff. And, you know, it doesn't have to be work-based. It can be, you know, everything. We bring everything from ourselves into our work.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what the need is. I'll take a look at the entrants we have available and match them as best as possible based on the entrant's experience, their area of focus. And they meet with the staff person for a couple of weeks, as long as is needed to provide the staff with practical tools to help them sort of manage their life event.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. I was trying to understand how that incorporating of staff, because you guys have amazing staff. I'm like, I think they do a really, really good job. I'm trying to make that connection for it. But that makes sense. If there's something that you're doing, it's kind of like behavioral ABA kind of therapy as well, too, like creating and developing a way for a plan, an emotional plan for a child, and then implementing it across all areas, right? Not just in the classroom, not just at home, but everywhere. That's really neat. Yeah.
Right. And home bleeds into the school. Mm-hmm. I read on one of your podcast informationals where you stated very wisely, student is not feeling safe, student is not going to learn. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did too. Like when we first began this work, we asked ourselves, like, what if mental health wasn't an add-on, but the foundation of how we teach and lead? Mm-hmm. Student needs mm-hmm. to feel safe, right? So we added a layered system of support. So it blends mental health, social, emotional learning, and everyday practice. And we have layers of this. So at the very top is our SEL Tier 3 counseling, and that's where the interns come in. They provide intensive therapeutic support. It's, you know, they're graduate interns, PhDs. This is like a year out from, you know, them starting their own
practice
as a therapist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They receive very close supervision, mentorship from, you know, our school psychologists. It's responsive, it's relational, it's deeply human. You know, that connection is very important.
Yeah.
But we added layers, so we knew that prevention in a daily manner was important too. So we created what's called a learning launchpad. This is for TK through 8, and it's a drop-in SEL class. So every morning, kind of like circle time, So it's a drop-in for students. There is no homework. There's no, oh, you didn't come today. You didn't, you know, the attendance issue. We don't worry about that. It's a drop-in opportunity. And the kids are provided with a lesson by our SEL teachers that focuses on a thematic, a thematic lesson. Like October is anti-bullying month, right? So our students are learning about, you know, the best way to be a proper friend, again, based on the SEL competencies, making good choices, really an opportunity to practice also pragmatic language, but very structured, where the teacher is more of a facilitator talking about students and really normalizing those conversations about feelings. For the older students, we have SEL 4-credit classes. So our middle school and our high school students take classes that are 4-credit. And this gives them space to explore, understand their emotions, manage health, mental health as part of their academic learning. So every layer connects back to the SEL competencies, where we're helping students understand their emotions, manage them, build empathy, strengthen their relationships, and make thoughtful choices.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Because, boy, you know, when you can manage your emotions and be able to understand what you're feeling, that's a game changer for your kids, for the students. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, in our region where access to care is out of reach, the model that we're providing has become a lifeline. It's proactive, it's relational, it's sustainable. So our system doesn't start with crisis. It starts with connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully you're getting less crisis because they know what's going on and they know how to deal with their emotions. That's fantastic. Wow.
We're in year 6. So we're starting to see the littles move through the cohorts. We find that students are very willing to come to our SDL classes. It's relationships. Everything is relational. You know, that's what, you know, people crave. We're social beings, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have seen really great attendance, and kiddos want to come back year after year because they want to be with their friends and the siblings that they met, you know, through the classes and the different SEL opportunities.
So are the classes, are they virtual or are they in person? How are you guys doing that piece of it?
The classes are virtual.
Yeah. Okay.
Which wasn't as well accepted a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But now has become very instrumental in many different sectors of our life, right? And for us, for education, it has been incredibly successful because we are flex-based. We've been doing this for many years. We know what works, what doesn't work, and how to present information in a way that elicits participation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. It is definitely when you know how to do it, it's kind of like when COVID happened, you know, and everybody went virtual. We were already ahead of the game because we have been doing virtual for a long time. And one of the things that I saw that was so beautiful, there wasn't a lot of beautiful in COVID, that's for sure. But one of the positives that came out of it is schools that had already been doing virtual and companies like mine, where virtual was what it's what we do. We live and breathe it, right? So, you know, doing it since 2011 and, you know, 2020, all of a sudden we're all out of the classroom. And so we did classes. We actually did, where we tried to help, you know, and that's the really great thing too about Brighter Together is I see that so much, you know, like everybody who's doing something like what you're doing is just willing to help, you know, if it's working for you and it has been, boy, guys, Yolanda's ahead of the game here. She's already developed it. I would be surprised, Yolanda, if you don't get somebody reaching out saying, okay, how do I do this at my school? Right.
You know, I love to help. You know, we don't gatekeep. If you learn something that works for students, I want to share it, you know, wide, everywhere. Everyone should have that access to this. Every student deserves this. You know, when schools lead with connection, which this is really about, everything else, learning, growth, belonging, that has room to follow. So it starts with the connection. Yes, connect with me and I will connect you with the resources that we've created.
What if every student could work with a therapist who brings not just credentials, but years of experience and wisdom to the table? At Lighthouse Therapy, most of our therapists have over 16 years of real-world experience. We don't just fill seats. Instead, we find therapists who've seen it all and know how to help. And every new therapist is paired with a mentor to help them guide them every step of the way. Whether through virtual, hybrid, or in-person delivery, your students are getting services that's thoughtful, experienced, and genuinely human. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together to learn more. Fantastic. So what kind of outcomes are you guys? I'm sure you're tracking outcomes. What does it look like for you? What have you seen? What successes have you had?
Well, we have seen reports of student depression or self-reported go down. We have seen our resources used as a first stop for everything. And so we've kind of become interwoven into the fabric of our charter schools. So everyone in our school community knows who we are and what we do. Because of that, we're also seeing a growth in requests, which is great because now that there's awareness, there's a request and we're happy to do that. So that's what we've seen, the tracking. I'm also tracking like a longitudinal study, you know, me and data. I've been tracking the services as it correlates to grades and how that looks. So we're in year six. Preliminary data is suggesting that there is a correlation in our setting. But of course, I'd be more comfortable looking at 10 years worth of data to feel confident about making a statement. But in the immediate, the numbers of requests have shown that it is needed, it is wanted, and hey, we're happy to provide it.
Yeah. Okay, so funding. How did you fund it?
So, you know, in the charter world and schools in general, there is no extra money.
I know.
There is no discretionary funding. So everything was built on a wing and a prayer. I built the system. I staffed it. We were able to get a school psychologist, which was great. We have paras. Our paras are incredibly talented. We have a para that's a clinician, and she's a clinician para while she's working on her PhD. So she's helping to support. And our psych reached out to the local universities to set up our schools as practicum sites. So it's a really small staff that is supporting this incredible work. And so quite a bit of my time is helping to oversee and sort of manage that piece. But I have to tell you, Janet, when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work.
No, it doesn't.
I'm pouring myself into this. I'm pouring hours into this. And it just feels right. I feel at the end of the day like I've made a difference. And that's more meaningful than, you know, a budget sometimes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what have you heard from your parents?
Our parents, the ones that I've heard from, really appreciate this support because they've tried to get support for their children through their insurance, through local agencies, and it's not available to them. The wait lists are pretty long. And so with us, in our setting, we're providing aid in 2 to 5 days worth of time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is school-based and five SEL competencies, but there's a lot in there that we can support students with, and potentially even better than, you know, a clinical site, because we're looking at student well-being, you know, emotions, identifying them, giving them the language, really, to express what they're feeling. Our parents have also expressed gratitude for the support, and the parents that have been involved or have had one of their students or potentially themselves as a recipient of this will ask for it year after year. So that's how we know we're making a difference, because they're coming back and asking for additional support.
Wow, that's fantastic. That I love that. So have you seen, you know, word of mouth, I'm sure. It's 6 years old. You've been doing this for a while. Do you see parents referring other parents like, hey, you need to bring your kids over here because they have this amazing program? Is it increasing enrollment as well? Have you seen a correlation there?
Well, we know that our enrollment in general is increasing because we are flex-based. Mm-hmm. And our school in general has a really good reputation. But I know one particular family that did come to our school because of our SEL Tier 3 counseling. So the parents do talk. I know that parents have informed other parents, hey, there's this resource here. Why don't you, reach out to them and ask for support? So, yeah, the word of mouth, it's out there. It's getting out there.
Yeah. Well, and so for our listeners, it's October 14th today. This is probably going to come out in December, but I want you to hear this humble woman who loves what she does. It's going to make me emotional, Yolanda, because I'm so proud of you and what you guys are doing, because it's so needed. It's so needed. And she wrote this program because she loves these kids. Social emotional learning is all over the United States. And Yolanda recognized it at an early on, before it was probably even like popular, a buzzword. It's definitely a buzzword in education, but it's a needed situation, and it's countrywide. It's all over the United States. But she's created this program and created a way for her students and her parents and her staff to get the needed social emotional support that they need so that these kids can then turn around and learn. Because we know that you have to have those basic needs. And one of them is to feel comfortable and feel safe in where you are. And so I'm just kudos to you, Yolanda. I just want to say I'm so proud of what you guys are doing, because it's just amazing. And I'm the outsider looking in, but I know that lives are being changed because of what you guys are doing. And that's amazing.
Thank you so much, Janet. The work that we do, the staff that's working on it, we all lead from the heart. We all pour ourselves into this because we know how it impacts lives and that we are the only lifeline for some of these students, families, and staff. And, you know, when we center connection and care, everything is possible for every student, every teacher, every family. And that's where we're coming from. The focus is always going to be connection.
So for those of you that want to know more, Yolanda, how do they find more information about Yosemite Valley and Monarch River Academy? And how do they find you?
So we can refer them to our school websites, YosemiteValleyCharter.org and MonarchRiverAcademy.org. And within that, they'll find the SEL Tier 3 information and my information to connect as well. But I can be reached via email at yolanda.vasquez@centralvcs.org.
And Vasquez is VAZQUEZ. So,
Thank you.
You want to make sure that they've got it right. So, and Yolanda is YOLANDA. So,
yes,
Yolanda.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I want them to be able to find you because it's amazing. It's amazing program. So, okay. So one other question I'm going to ask you, I try to ask it more often than that, but if you could just fix one thing. And I know money's always an issue, but we can't pick money because we all know we all need more money.
Right.
But if you could just pick one thing in your world that you see a lot and you could just miraculously have that thing be gone, what would that one thing be?
Stigma.
Mm.
We try to take away the stigma by focusing on the CASEL 5 competencies, which has done a really great way to ensure families, students partake in the service. But the stigma is there. You know, many people in our community feel that talking to someone about emotions or feelings maybe is a sign of weakness, or they don't believe, you know, maybe they believe it's, I don't know, like woo-woo stuff. But it's not, like, it's real and we're here to help. So that's the one thing I would get rid of down at stigma, so that more people have access to the support.
Great answer. That's a great answer. Well, Yolanda, I knew it was going to be an amazing conversation, and of course it has been. So thank you for your willingness to come on and talk about and share what you're doing, because, you know, like the name of the podcast, Brighter Together, we are definitely brighter together. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jenna, for having me on your podcast.